Here's another feature from 1041's Life in Berlin series. I'm Sarah Richards. Tomorrow is Mardi Gras, and over at New Orleans House in Kreuzberg, the staff is getting ready to celebrate in true Big Easy style, with food and live music. The restaurant staff has been baking king cakes for the last 2 months to prepare for this Friday's Mardi Gras party. The Berlin-based band Cyclown Circus will be playing Dixieland jazz, and between sets, Mohair Sam and Jimmy Trash, two New Orleans music specialists, will DJ. At the center of all this is the restaurant's owner, Andrew Preble, a 25-year-old American who grew up in a small town called Abita Springs, just north of New Orleans. Preble moved to Berlin 2.5 years ago after studying in Argentina and Norway.
I worked for the Berlinale, the Berlin International Film Festival, my first year. And then I, wanted to stay in Berlin, and they didn't offer a very good salary or benefits or anything. So then I thought, well, I would, I'd open up a restaurant.
Preble wasn't a chef or a baker. He didn't go to culinary school, but he did know New Orleans food.
The food that we have here is pretty simple New Orleans pub food or neighborhood type food. So it wasn't anything complicated, just stuff that I grew up cooking in the kitchen with my parents and grandparents.
He took over the lease from a closed down restaurant off Gulitzer Park. New Orleans House opened its door a year ago this month. The restaurant specializes in traditional Cajun Creole food from New Orleans. All the standards are there. Red beans and rice, crawfish etouffee, chicken and andouille gumbo, Creole jambalaya, and cornbread. If you've never eaten any of these before, Preble has included some historical background and personal stories for each dish on the menu. In the dessert section, he uses his fourth grade teacher's recipe for pound cake and admits to not liking pecan pie until he tried his grandmother's version.
The personal stories on the menu are just a way of educating people about the food, about some of the history behind the food. And I still feel like there could be more education there. I don't know. I don't know how to do it better, but, besides pictures, which I didn't really want to put pictures, although, people don't know what a crawfish is here.
New Orleans House imports crawfish from Denmark. Preble says Scandinavians are crazy about crawfish and even have their own version of Louisiana crawfish boils. The restaurant's red beans come from India, and the special hot sauce comes from Louisiana. In addition to food, Preble envisions his restaurant as a kind of New Orleans cultural center. In the evenings, you can take German classes or watch improv comedy.
One of the reasons it's called New Orleans House is that I was kind of imagining a take on the old America House or the Russisch House, which were the old U.S. embassy and Russian embassy cultural centers of East and West Berlin. And, naming it New Orleans House, I really kind of wanted to be a New Orleans cultural center or a New Orleans gathering place.
The Mardi Gras party at New Orleans House begins this Friday night at 8:30. To read more, go to nprberlin.de. For NPR Berlin, I'm Sarah Richards.